There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, welcome to hour number two, where, of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Coming up, the Amazon drones may be taking to the sky sooner rather than later. Johnson's got the story there. And antiwar.com versus Google. Daryl has an update in that piece, and from what I understand, we may actually be having someone from Antiwar on tomorrow night.
Oh, good.
As well. So we'll get into all those things. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. So we talked about the head shops around the country being raided last year. Charges are now being brought against head shop owners, at least here in Keene, I presume elsewhere. You are welcome to comment on that. Maybe you've got some comments on the insane war on drugs. Maybe you support the war on drugs and you want to see head shop owners spend 23 years in prison.
Maybe you fight the war on drugs. How does it feel to fight a 40-year war against a plant and know that you are losing?
Oh, they know. They certainly know. I remember I talked to a DEA agent once. Actually, I think he was former DEA, but he had worked for them for a while. And I asked him, you know, when we were in a radio studio, and I think he was there for some other purposes, but he let me know that he was with the DEA, and so I asked him. And he admitted, you know they're losing the war on drugs. They can't stop drugs from coming into the country, but they're just
they
so high on adrenaline.
They can't stop drugs from getting into the prison.
Right. They're just so high on adrenaline, though, they can't stop doing what they're doing. They're getting the paychecks, and they're getting the excitement of going to destroy people's lives and property, and they love it. So
that should be an interesting. It would be interesting if there was a drug that, like, you know how there's, like, Chantix, I think it is, or something like that, that prevents people from experiencing the effects of nicotine?
I've heard about it.
Yeah. Like something like that. Well, imagine if they came up with some sort of drug that prevented you from experiencing the effects of adrenaline. I would think that
they would recommend that.
I would think that
it's probably some mood stabilizer thing that they give to people that are, you know, manic depressive.
And I would think that it would be interesting, and I think that it should be mandatory for police to take.
So, Johnson, there was something you wanted to say that you were saying off the air about legal tender, that if they got rid of legal tender laws.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I want you to hold that thought. I want to get into it. I just didn't want you to forget about it. We're going to get into that next. But Alma's on the line first in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alma.
Hey, sweet bear.
Hey, Alma. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. I sell eggs. If the government thinks they're going to get 2 cents off of what I sell, I can't even make money off of what I sell to sell eggs. And, you know, I'm going to bring up something else, if I may.
You just sell the eggs because you want to, because you want to provide that service to people?
I can't eat eggs every freaking day.
Okay, you have too many eggs.
Yeah,
I
don't want to eat eggs.
Are they trying to tax your egg sales? Is that the idea? The state of Florida wants to come in with the sales tax on eggs?
Good luck to them. Find me.
Well, the feds have an income tax.
Yeah.
Does the state of Florida have an income tax?
Thank goodness, no.
Georgia tried to do this and said anybody that sells anything in our county that you had to have a license to do it. But
oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were in Tallahassee. You're actually in Georgia, but you're listening to a Tallahassee.
I'm on the internet.
Yeah.
They don't put you on Tallahassee half the friggin' time. I miss you all the time. But
well, thank you, Alma. What else do you want to share? Go ahead.
Internet. Wait, don't leave me.
We're right here.
All right, don't leave.
Go ahead.
But anyway, you know, the other night, I hung on the phone for 2 hours.
And
I thought I might get on. It was about the four moons. You know,
the four moons. What the hell was that? I vaguely recall.
The blood moons.
Oh, the blood moon thing. Yeah. This was the religious thing. Are you a subscriber? Do you believe
it
in the four moons?
It ain't in the friggin' Bible, my darling. I've read it 5 times. It ain't in there. It only speaks about it one time.
I'll take your word for it, Alma. Thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450.
So what's this thing about the blood moon?
I couldn't even begin to tell you. It's some crazy thing about how there's these four blood moons in a certain time frame where if that happens, something goes on in the Jewish land in the Middle East.
Okay, it sounds like something somebody
ridiculous
made up and pulled out of their butt.
Yeah, but if you but it was shocking when this came up on Free Talk Live. What was shocking was how many people called in to talk about it. So there seems to be quite a wide.
Open the Pandora's box again of the Blood Moon.
Yeah, well, there seems to be quite a wide array of people out there who follow and are interested in this Blood Moon thing. If you Google it, you'll learn more than you probably ever wanted to know about it. But the idea
you
is,
you mean
the
that there
blood
are people
moon
interested in superstitions?
Oh yeah, there's the Blood
really?
Moons
I wouldn't
are
have ever guessed that
supposedly predictive of major events in like Israel and things like that.
Okay, so a Blood Moon. That's just what they call it when there's a full lunar eclipse. Because of like
yeah,
the preumbral and something else, the moon
it's
appears
cool
red. The moon actually doesn't turn to blood.
Right.
So I just did a quick Google search for four blood moons. Apparently John Hagee, who's some weird, crazy preacher
guy. Didn't he run for president?
No, you're thinking Mike Huckabee.
I thought there was some guy for the Natural Law Party years ago. I was remembering.
That was not Hagee. That okay was Hague Glenn.
Ah, okay. Okay.
But John Hagee, I've seen clips of his television preacher show where he's got on like a big thing behind him pictures of a rock, and it says like a rock and this and that, and like, you know, he's one of these doomsday preacher guys that basically goes out and advocates, like, you know, we need to go kill people because killing people will speed up the end times.
The Armageddon or whatever.
And Armageddon and, you know, yay, yay, murder. Basically. But he wrote a book called Four Blood Moons.
Oh,
no clue
great
what it's about.
Yeah, I'll skip that one. Johnson, so let's go to the legal tender. You had a theory.
Oh.
Where unless you want to talk about Four Blood Moon, but I really don't.
No. I thought we were going to talk about Amazon.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. But you had something that, a theory about what if they ended legal tender laws? That would mean that cash wouldn't go away necessarily, but it wouldn't be mandatory that businesses accept the government currency.
Right. So what's the only thing that's backing the value of the United States fiat currency?
Belief.
Incorrect.
They claim that the money is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government.
And what
but
does that
I have
mean?
No faith in the credit of the United States government.
But you still use
because
the cash.
You don't have to. And here's the reason why. What it's really backed by. And why don't you have to have faith in the credit of the American country for it?
Because I know that the people at the grocery store are going to take the $50
piece of
paper.
And why are they going to take that $50 piece of paper?
Because
they believe
that it's worth
$50. But if you're saying it's based on the credit of the United States, and you don't have credit in the United States, is it possible that they also might not have faith in the credit of the United States?
Nobody
but
no, wait
but
a minute,
accept
wait
the
a
money
minute
anyway?
No, you're getting it's a little too esoteric there.
It's not that esoteric. Here's what it is. Here's what the money is actually backed by. Violence, period. That's what
no
it's backed by.
I mean,
it's backed by a threat.
There's an element of that, yes, but if you remove the threat, people aren't going to just drop using U.S. currency.
I think it would be extremely fast. Paper money in this country
why
has, because the paper money in this country has vanished at one point in the past.
When
it became
the hell
a huge
that?
It became a huge problem back during the whole like gold era thing when the money started to completely lose its value.
Because it was being inflated and it was easy
and the
to
money
counterfeit.
Now isn't being inflated?
It yeah is, but now it's not being inflated as much as it was then. It's a lot more difficult to counterfeit now than it was then.
What if the government is not backing up their currency anymore? Wouldn't it be a lot easier to counterfeit?
Oh, what do you mean they're not backing it up? I'm sorry. I thought
you're
you were saying
it,
there would be no legal tender. And legal tender is where the government simply forces, by threat of violence, business owners to accept their currency within their
right
jurisdiction.
If they stop doing that, like if they stop.
And you're saying if they stop doing that, that doesn't mean they wouldn't be backing it. They would still be issuing it. They would still be collecting
okay
it.
Okay, I don't think that they would. I'm just saying that probably would. If they're not backing up the currency anymore, they're probably going to stop issuing and doing all that stuff.
Well, now you're talking about something different.
Sure.
Okay, so there's two things we're talking about.
I'll go with you on that. I'm just saying. I think if they're not,
what are you going with me on?
I'm going with you on saying that. Okay, we're in this fictional situation. They're not backing the legal tender laws anymore, but yet they're still producing the currency. I'm thinking that if
that was my understanding of what you originally were saying.
Sure.
Okay.
Then I would suggest that if this were to occur in real life, that somehow the government stopped backing the legal tender laws, they'd probably be in some sort of situation where they're not backing the currency at all.
And but you would have more entities issuing private currency.
Mm-hmm.
So people would still be using paper money.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe not.
They're not going to stop using the dollar if they just stop legal tender laws. People are going to continue using it as long as other people continue using it. They have to have something else to go to, something better. It's Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly has been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll. toll free to bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest in the developments between antiwar.com and Google. There's been quite the dust up over the last 48 hours or so, and we can fill you in there. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and actually a couple folks are waiting on Skype. We're going to get right to your calls and thoughts here. So you can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And we're talking about currency. We're talking about the government money and non-government money like Bitcoin. You can go and get some Bitcoin. Maybe you've been thinking about it. You can go and get some right now over at ExpressCoin.com. Go get signed up over there in the U.S. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com, they've jumped through the governmental hoops. They're a licensed money services business. They're fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And you can acquire Bitcoin, Litecoin, and even Dogecoin from ExpressCoin.com. Plus, you can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL and get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee. So if you've been thinking about maybe jumping into Bitcoin and you're not really sure what the best way to do it is, ExpressCoin.com. There's no fee when you use code FTL on up to $40 worth of, again, your cryptocurrency of choice. So ExpressCoin.com, code FTL. We can come back, talk more about currency here in a moment. We've actually got an internet national call from over in Cameroon, Africa, or at least I presume that's where you are, Akko. Sometimes you've been elsewhere. I know you've been in Chad at least once when you've called. Where are you tonight? Or that's right. Yeah, it's certainly nighttime where you are. It's probably, what, 1 in the morning right now? Do we have Akko with us? Akko?
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Hey, hello, Ian. Happy to be back on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. I'm sorry that no one in Cameroon can listen, at least via satellite right now. But it's I'm glad you've still taken the time to call us. What did you want to share tonight?
Yeah, it has been very difficult. You know, the Liberty Radio Network is part of our family over here. For us to be now for some time without listening to the radio is very difficult. And you know, right back in Dub, there is no internet connection where you can listen to the programs online. But I traveled to Bamenda to come on the show and to announce to you guys that finally my passport is out. I am very happy, and
really?
I want to say thank you to everybody of the Liberty Radio family.
Let me give a little bit of a recap here for listeners that may be just tuning in. So you called for the first time several months ago and sort of told the story about how you found LRN.FM on free-to-air satellite there in Cameroon. You spread the word to many of your neighbors and your friends, and they also started listening, which was really awesome. And eventually, you know, people, as you continue to call, people learned more about you and what life is like there and how difficult it can be to live in Cameroon. People make, you know, next to nothing. The government destroys people's opportunities to create wealth for themselves. You know, it's a very, not very nice government there. The president's been in place longer than I've been alive. And, it's pretty awful to live in Cameroon in a lot of ways. But and you've shared a lot of that with us, and many of our listeners have reached out to attempt to help you and help you help others as well. We did a collection once where our listeners sent, I think it was something like $150 US to you, and that translates into quite a few francs, and you were just overtaken by emotion and, you know, seeing that that level of generosity, saying you'd never actually had that amount of money at one time in your entire life, and you were able to go out and actually help people purchase satellite equipment and get hooked up. And eventually James Davis, who's one of the guys that helps us out behind the scenes here at Free Talk Live, he reached out to you and said he wanted to help you get a passport so you could come visit the United States. And then you started that process, and you talked to us about how there's like bribes involved, and essentially, you know, you've got to grease people's palms in order to make this happen. And then you had to wait for a while. So what did it take, about 2+ months for this to come through?
Yeah, it took about 2.5 months for it to be processed, as they told me yesterday in their office.
And so you've got it. You've actually got the physical document. It's a done deal at this point.
Yes, I've got it. I'm holding it right now in my hands. I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you to James W. Davis. It's wonderful. This is a wonderful achievement in my life. When I'll be going back home tomorrow, people will be waiting for me on the street, shouting and chanting and saying wonderful things.
It's also amazing how one thing can lead to another, right, in this information world that we live in, but many people in Cameroon do not because there's no internet in a lot of places there. You came on, talked about how you were looking to get a passport. Then another guy, was it from Finland? I forget where he was from. A guy from, you know, North Europe or Eastern Europe, somewhere up there.
The guy, it's Kamil from Poland.
Poland, okay. And he reached out to you and said, hey, once you get that passport, we want you to come up, I think it was during the summer, for a convention they're having up there and have you speak at it. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, they are inviting me for a 1 week seminar in Poland, which is going to take place in October.
Ah, okay.
So
this fall.
I've just written a mail to them informing them that the passport is out. So I think very soon we are going to start with the process of the visa issue. I look
so
forward
exciting.
To that.
So exciting. I think that is such a cool opportunity, and it just, you know, just came together simply because, basically because you called this radio show and shared your story. I think it's really cool.
Ian, the Liberty Radio Network has changed my life. It has exposed me to the outside world. It has made me to know many things, and it is creating opportunities for me, things that were just like dreams to me. Imagine me going to Poland and maybe one day going to the U.S. It's like dream come true, and it is all thanks to the Liberty Radio Network. I am very grateful. I want to say thank you again.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you, Akko, for everything that you've done. And we're doing our best to get LRN back on satellite. And it's actually
Yes. I saw the message you sent to me the other day about the fundraiser. I've gone through the page. I've seen that we have already raised about $185. It's just amazing. It is just wonderful. I pray that this thing gets through so that we should get back our radio back into our lives.
Yeah, I thank you, Akko. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
I just want to say how it has been very difficult for me going to Bamenda and subscribing to the internet because all the internet companies have changed their technology to the 3G system. They have made it very expensive. I think it's because they want to tie us down. They don't want us to get access to the internet. All of this issue of changing their technology, it means nothing. Because when they change it, they keep adding the money.
They add the price.
It has become unaffordable for somebody to have access now to the internet.
People in Cameroon don't need 3G. They just need internet, period. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. That's frustrating.
And they have made it such that only the urban areas here are connected. In the rural areas, like my hometown in Dub, you have the internet there, but you cannot open anything with it. You can't access anything. So it is just disgusting. It is just appalling that our government is treating us like that.
Well, I hope that the ideas that we can help spread out there with LRN.FM can help lead to some change, and I know you're part of that. Akko, thank you for calling tonight, and thank you, as always, for taking time out to literally travel 40 kilometers and, you know, buy internet service, borrow someone's laptop, just so you can call the show. Thank you, Akko, and we will be in touch. And actually, we should talk about the African fundraiser here in a little bit, because I actually haven't even mentioned it on the airwaves yet. It's been going for about 2 days.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest on the showdown between Google and antiwar.com. We'll get into that. Plus, Johnson has some what could be good news about the flight of the drones for Amazon. So that's all on the way. If we get the chance, your calls, of course, come first here. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. We'll go into Skype here in a moment. Also want to tell you about FortGalt.com. It's a pretty interesting opportunity to get out of the United States, even if it's for part of the year. You know, maybe you live in New Hampshire during the warmer months, and then during the months that it's cold in New Hampshire, you can go down to Chile. For Fort Galt, it's an interesting project that's been developing in southern Chile, offering affordable accommodations for those looking to establish a small home base in the country. It's not a sprawling valley of vast estates for super wealthy people or anything like that. It basically looks more like a condo building at a ski resort and has some pretty cool common amenities like a makerspace full of tools, a restaurant, and a bunch of places to relax and socialize. There's only room for about 100 people, so don't wait until the place is full. Check it out for yourself at FortGalt.com. That's Fort, F-O-R-T, Galt, G-A-L-T, .com. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-453. We've got Hung Like Jesus on the line via Skype. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. No, I have heard you over the years talking about how the Free State Project lacks diversity as far as people of color, I guess. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, you're missing an opportune time now to recruit more people of color up there, whatever those people of color may look like to you. With all the, we want to call it with all the murdering of black males going on by police in the country, that would be, to me, it would seem it would be the perfect recruitment tool. You know, cause, you know, you could offer a community up there that would surround them with the type of maybe protection that could probably prevent it. And if it did happen, you could draw probably more attention to it quickly.
That's true. I mean, there's no doubt. Whatever, you know, color someone's skin is, if they love liberty and they're here in New Hampshire, they're in amongst a community of people who care about freedom and who are, in most cases, willing to get active to try to, at the very least, document what the police are doing to people. And I am happy to announce that Keene does actually have its first black guy, from what I understand. And he may be mulatto, but...
As far as the Free State Project goes, because there are black people
there
in Keene other than...
But the addition of Danny, who is a relatively new mover here as part of the Free State Project, I think probably increases Keene's black population in general by a decent percentage. I don't know what it is, but it's probably like 10%.
Would it be horribly offensive to say that Danny is blacker than Obama?
I don't know. I probably...
I think he would claim that with pride.
Yeah.
He's really cool.
He's a really cool guy.
It's just, you know, he's mulatto. It's like, what do you do? You know, I don't know.
But, you know, I think that I don't know what to do to reach out to those communities in general, though. Do you have any suggestions, Hung Like
Jesus? No, I mean, you have your show. Your show reaches a lot of black people listen to the show, whether you believe it or not. And all you have to do is just, you know, put that out. You know, that we do offer this. I'm not saying protection, but, you know, we offer a certain amount of coverage for it. And if it did happen, like I said, it would probably be the news quicker because of the protest or whatever would happen if something like that did happen. God forbid if something like that happened up there.
Well, it certainly happens. I mean, that's one of the problems with being black in America, and especially in Cheshire County, at least where we are. I believe Cheshire County has the worst of all 10 counties in New Hampshire as far as the rates of arresting black people for marijuana, specifically young black males.
And it was one of the worst in the country based on some research that I saw.
Is that right? I didn't see that.
Danny's already told me that he's seen and experienced racism in the area already.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's just like, it's everywhere here, you know, like that people just look at him different. You know, it's like he's a four-headed alien, you know, like in this area, you know?
Yeah, I hate hearing things like that. I don't know. I don't understand it. I mean, why?
And remember, there was the 420 protest in Nashua like 5 years ago, where the cops showed up and arrested the one black kid?
Out of about 75 people who were there, yeah, the one black guy got arrested. So, I mean, it's certainly going to be the case that your troubles will not end for moving to New Hampshire. It seems like New Hampshire has its share of racist cops and racists in general. Just, I mean, racists exist everywhere, right?
They do. I've lived all over the country, and I have to say that the racists seem to be more racist the further north you go.
Is that right?
Yes. And I would say that the racism permeates a little bit further, where in the south, you know, there's definitely some racist people, and they're incredibly racist. I'm not going to deny that, but it's a much smaller segment of the population that is racist. Whereas the further north you go, the more open people are to, you know, throw around the N-word in, you know, reference to a black person or make some kind of snide remark about somebody that is not like them in every way.
Sick. Go ahead, Hung.
No, the way that you people. Excuse me for saying it that way, but the way that you're talking about it now, it seems so trivial. I mean, talk about it like it's, you know, like it's just a, you know, a passing fad. But this thing is...
I'm not sure what made you think racism is trivial. It's frustrating, the fact that it even exists.
I mean, just the way, I don't know, you sounded kind of almost like he was, you know, revealing a fact that was a revelation of something. And anyway, it's just if you want to see what the people there are made out of, honestly.
Well,
and I mean,
wait, hold on, because it is a revelation to us because we don't experience it. That's the thing, is that if you're in an area that is predominantly white in the way Keene is, and the way Keene is it's 98% white. That's massive. So we don't even see the racism because there aren't even enough black people around here to see that someone else being racist to them, because it's like you don't even generally encounter a black person around here, like, at all.
I mean, I take it very seriously. I hope that Danny can get some video. I mean, if he's just saying he's being looked at funny, that's one thing, but if somebody actually says something to him or threatens him, I hope he gets video of it. I'll put it right up on the front page at freekeen.com. Let's out the racists, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just thinking to myself, you know, it would be, because, you know, I even considered it. And I even love New England, and I love the cold weather. I even considered it. But, you know, after reading some things online and especially in some videos that were posted over on the on your YouTube page, I'm not sure which one it is, Freekeen, I think, maybe. I wouldn't do it. It's just not, you know, I just couldn't. You know, and I have such a – I couldn't do it.
You couldn't what? Move to New Hampshire, you mean?
No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't be a part of it. It would be just too much for me.
What would be too much?
I mean, because – the racism that you know you're going to get, and then you don't have a community to go to. I mean, people that look like you to go to that would understand.
I guess you don't necessarily, but I don't think you necessarily need that kind of a community, because you have a community of here's the thing. No. I mean, maybe you're going to disagree with me on that, but the difference happens when racism is a form of collectivism, right? So it's when you group people in any kind of way, when you're grouping people by, you know, the color of their skin, their beliefs, you know, any kind of collectivism. Well, when you have a community of people that just don't even acknowledge collectivism, you have your community of people. It's very clear. Danny is plugged right in immediately with a community. So, I mean, I don't know. I'd have to talk to him and ask and be like, "Hey, do you feel like I don't even know how to say it. Like, do you feel like you're lacking out because you don't have any other brothers to hang around with? You know, like, is that how you feel?" I don't think he'd say like, "No, yeah, I don't have, you know." It's like, "Oh, I don't have anybody to talk to." I feel like he'd probably be like, "I'm happy because I'm with Liberty people.
Well,
that's
I'd like
what's most
to get
important."
Him. I'd like to get him on the show at some point, actually. Hung, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully we can change the situation and make it more attractive for people up here. And I can understand, and thank you again, I can understand where he's coming from. I mean, yes, we'd like for people to feel comfortable right out of the gate here. And I think that the community is welcoming and that it is a very comfortable feeling, but it can be a little daunting looking at it from afar and not really knowing. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
So who else would you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man.
March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there totally free. Daryl, where can people find more of your work?
They can find Written Daryl at fpp.cc, and they can find the Audio Daryl, audio not on Free Talk Live, at fppradio.com. Among the audio that they will find, there's a daily 5-minute newscast. There is a thrice weekly 30-minute podcast. And then there's a weekly 5-minute sort of news and commentary podcast that I do. And I've been doing that one for about almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years in August, I believe.
Wow. You do great work, and all of that stuff's downloadable for free, but folks can support you how?
Fans.fppradio.com.
For how much?
As little as $3 per month using American U.S. dollar currency through PayPal, or any amount of Bitcoin using the recurring payment option that I have.
Do you have anyone signed up for that yet?
I do. I have one person right now that is signed up through the Coinbase.
I'm looking forward to actually implementing that for hopefully the AMP program coming up here sometime in this year. So we'll tell you more about that as time goes on. Coming up, the Amazon FAA trials for drone use. That sounds like some good news. And also the latest on antiwar.com versus Google. Daryl, you've got that story. We'll get into it here. But I did say I was going to talk about the satellite fundraiser that is going on right now. I started it 2 days ago, and I've been tweaking it and tweaking it and tweaking it over the last few months. Initially, it was a fundraiser to get on satellite over Europe, but we lost our satellite signal over Africa that we've been given for free, basically, by our satellite provider. So for those that don't know, LRN.FM is the radio network that I program. Daryl, actually, all of your audio programs air on LRN.FM.
Yes, they do.
As well as a bunch of other great shows from all across the world and around the United States, and especially New Hampshire. There are several shows that are originating from New Hampshire. And it's, you know, it's a I would have to say it's a fairly decent little Liberty Radio network. I mean, there are some other ones out
I would
there.
Dare say that that LRN is the largest of the Liberty Radio networks.
It's not larger than the Kook networks out there, but I don't think people should.
No. I said the Liberty Radio networks,
right.
Not
but I
the
make it
Kooky
clear.
Radio networks.
I want to make it clear. I separate them into two categories. There's the Kook networks, which masquerade as though they're liberty-oriented, but many of them are just a bunch of crazy people with, you know, really whacked-out beliefs.
The like, aliens are responsible for 9/11.
That kind of thing. Chemtrails and, you know, all kinds of paranoid conspiracy theory stuff. So I don't – one of the things I wanted to do when I created LRN was to stay away from conspiracy people. So anytime somebody pitches me a show, I just had somebody pitch me a show, some kind of, you know, extraterrestrial style Art Bell kind of show. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to pass on this.
Invisible spy planes are spraying fluoride onto our GMOs.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I don't really want on the network. Now, every now and then Ernie Hancock will talk about 9/11 or something like that. I'm like, all right, if it's once in a while that a host covers some kind of topic like that, I'm not going to pull their show because of that. But if it's a fairly constant level of coverage, then that's not okay with me. So LRN.FM was on in Africa for ever since 2012. And this February, we lost our African signal. And basically what happened was they claim they forgot we were there. I don't think that's true. I think what actually happened was they launched this new satellite over Africa called Amos 5. The satellite provider came to me because I was already buying time. We're on over North and Central America on free-to-air satellite there. And so I was already a customer. So they came to me and said, hey, we'd like to give you a free two-month sort of a trial on this new satellite. And, of course, I'm like, sure, that'd be great. I'd love to have LRN on in Africa where people can tune in with a cheap receiver and a cheap dish and, you know, listen as long as they want for no monthly cost. And so I said yes, and they put us on, and I expected I would be off after 2 months. Turns out we were on for almost 3 years until they finally decided to pull us off. And he claimed, my sales guy there claims, that they forgot about us. And I said to him, I don't know, man, I thought maybe you were doing it because you wanted your satellite to have channels on it. Because the idea is, well, we've just launched this satellite. There's nothing there.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sure they launched with a few services, but there's very, very little there when the satellite gets up in the sky. So the challenge that these, you know, resellers have, essentially, they don't own the satellite. They buy space on the satellite, and then they resell it to TV and radio channels. And so I said to him, look, you know, I figured you guys were just using us as fill, basically. It's just sort of putting something there in their what they call a MUX in satellite world. A MUX is a group of channels that's sort of uploaded in one data stream to the satellite. And so I figured, well, you know, if you're trying to sell these channels to people, you want them to look at the existing channel list and say, oh, there's this channel and that channel. I want to be there. So, you know, if they're trying to sell satellite space and there's no channels up there, why the hell would anyone want to be there?
Right. So it's akin to like a new cable provider coming out and trying to get TV stations on board. Well, how many stations do you have right now? We've got two.
We've got CBS and ABC.
So, screw you. I'm not going to be on your cable thing with two channels.
Yeah, you should pay
them.
You got
40? Okay, yeah, I'll join in on this with 40 because then you know they're going to find me.
And so I'm not upset or anything like that. I knew the day would come, right, that the free ride was going to end, and it did. So now, you know, if we want to get back on that satellite over Africa, it's going to cost hundreds of dollars per month. And I haven't really negotiated the final price of what that will be, but I do have the high end of what it will be. And so I put together an Indiegogo fundraiser at africa.lrn.fm. That, you know, kind of goes over the history of what has happened there, and it introduces Akko, who we heard from earlier tonight, and kind of tells his story about how, you know, he's helped people tune into to LRN.FM, and that they're talking about our ideas out there, which I think is fantastic.
Do you create, like, an Africa-specific feed and have Africa-specific ads?
No, we can't do that.
Really?
I mean, we could in theory do that, but it would require a lot more hardware and things like that.
It would basically require another computer.
It would require another computer running audio, and I'd have to update each computer separately.
And there's hundreds of dollars a month at stake. I mean,
it's not a money-making operation, sure. Right? Like,
I'm talking about having it being a break-even operation. Is that even possible?
It's not that either.
Is that even possible?
I don't think so. At least not at this point in its operation. It's essentially an outreach project for the ideas of liberty, and there's not a market in Africa either unless we were to hit South Africa or something like that where there's actually some money. But what are we going to advertise to them?
I mean,
they don't even have internet access.
I think it'd be kind of cool if somehow, like, Akko and friends were able to submit ads and have their own ads on, you know, for their own business ideas going on.
Well, what could be done, see, the thing with LRN.FM, Johnson, is it was created for two purposes. One is to introduce people who know about show A, Free Talk Live, to show B, C, D, and Q. There's a bunch of shows on there, and not everybody knows what all is available. So this is a kind of a way to look and see what different shows there are.
Also, wait, let me interject for a second. Also, the other thing that could happen is that there's a lot of stuff that's not going on the Liberty Radio Network overnight. Am I correct? Like, there's not a lot of shows from like 1 a.m. on.
There's actually quite a few shows.
There's
a live show from 1 to 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a live show,
like,
but there's
four
also a bunch
to, you know,
of podcasts.
You know, 4 to like early in the morning, you know, is kind of prime.
That's
real
the time
estate.
Where we run various different podcasts on LR.
And then there's also from 6 to 9, the refeed of Free Talk Live.
Well, that's not important. We could
Would it be if somehow you figure out a way and you have like content that's playing in during daylight hours in Africa?
Well, we do have content playing. You're talking about
African-based content.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I mean, we don't have the networking capability to know what that content would be right now.
It wouldn't be a live show. That'd be next to impossible.
Akko's to the point of, you know, wanting to launch a blog, I think, but you know, he doesn't have a studio. There's none of those. Yeah. None of those things exist.
Yeah.
And the media is very, very restricted there as well, according to what Akko tells us. So I don't know how easy it would be to just, you know, open up a studio somewhere and have people do things. I wouldn't be opposed, Johnson, to having international programs. We've had them in the past. We had one from Australia in the past.
Had a couple of Canadian shows, I think.
We did, and then another guy in Europe as well. So, I mean, if somebody in Africa wants to put together a show and it's liberty-oriented, I'll put them on the air.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. But the other purpose for the network was to create a feed that could be available for pirate radio stations.
Right.
Which could also, that could do what you're talking about.
Right.
So if somebody wanted to, whether they're in Africa or in New York City, they could pull down the feed from LRN.FM, invest in some hardware, and then, you know, essentially switch during the commercials to their local commercials that they could then run to sponsor the shows and whatever way they want. Actually, in theory, make money off of it, but a lot of this activism stuff isn't really a very profitable enterprise. So if you want to help contribute, we're looking to raise $22,000 to get back on in Africa. That covers 3 years of satellite 24/7 over a big swath of Africa. And you can contribute by going to africa.lrn.fm. That's africa.lrn.fm. There's a lot more Free Talk Live coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.